Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe, and I'm very sure your English will improve today. Now let me ask you, have you ever tried to lose weight? I know, that's a very sensitive question, so you don't need to give me an answer right now. But people try lots of things to lose weight, right? I mean, there are all those dieting programs, all kinds of sports and exercises, and exercise videos. Well, we're about to find out that even your electronic devices can help with a lesson called Four Ways Your Smartphone Can Make You Skinny. And we'll learn about the first two tips, follow tweeters with tips, and have a visual feast. What does this mean? Well, let's find out. But first, let's join Rebecca.
Hey, I'm Rebecca.
Well, Rebecca, what do you use your smartphone for?
Oh, well, I use my smartphone to call people, send messages. I like to use Google Maps.
Yeah?
It's great.
I think that's a pretty common way to use your smartphone. Mm-hmm. Did you know that you could use your smartphone to help you lose weight?
Gabriel Harbour,
Yes? Are
you saying that I need to lose weight?
Huh?
That is
No. So
rude. I can't believe you'd even say such a thing.
That's not what
Gabe.
I meant. I think we need to get started with our lesson, and then maybe Rebecca will understand. Let's go to the first reading.
You don't do that.
Pay attention.
You don't ask those type of questions.
Pay attention.
Gabe.
Just saying.
Rude.
Four ways your smartphone can make you skinny. How to use technology to meet your weight loss goal. On January 1st, you resolved to lose 10 pounds. 6 weeks later, you can feel your motivation waning. Making a salad or heading to spin class probably seem like good ways to get back on track, but hanging out online might actually be better. Here are four ways to make your feeds work. Number one, follow tweeters with tips. The motivation and can-do advice shared by nutritionists and weight loss bloggers appear to be helpful.
Hi, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们来看 wane 这个动词。Wane 是指减少或者是衰退，例如 Ted's passion for acting gradually waned after he finished high school. Ted 对演戏的热情在高中毕业之后就渐渐减少了，或者是 the patient's strength waned after the intense treatment. 经过密集的治疗之后，病人的体力渐渐衰退了。Wane 也可以当名词，例如 The Emperor's reign was on the wane by the end of the century. 世纪末的时候，这个帝国的王权衰落了。继续我们看的是 hang out 这个动词片语。Hang out 是指闲逛或者是待在某处。例如 Janet and her friends love to hang out at the mall on weekends. Janet 跟朋友在周末的时候喜欢在购物中心闲逛。或者是 Britney spends a great deal of time hanging out on shopping websites. Britney 花很多时间逛购物的网站。如果把 hang out 两个字合在一起就变成名词，意思是聚集处或者是常去的地方。例如 The diner is a popular hangout for the workers of the nearby factories. 这家餐馆是附近工厂工人们常去的地方。
I see, Gabe.That's what you're talking about. Our lesson is called Four Ways Your Smartphone Can Make You Skinny. Silly me!
Yes, silly you. This is what I was trying to say. And of course, let's get started here. Now, right next to our title, we read How to Use Technology to Meet Your Weight Loss Goal. And we want to take a look at a phrase right there, to meet a goal.That's what you do with goals. If you have a goal and you actually accomplish it, that's called meeting your goal.
Exactly. It means you're achieving something. Or sometimes you can also use the phrase reach your goal. So what are some goals that you have that you would like to reach or meet?
Well, you know, you could also use this phrase in talking about deadlines. Mm-hmm. If you do something on time and you get it done, then you meet your deadline. You are meeting your deadline. That's an important thing to do at school or at work.
Exactly. Well, let's continue on with our lesson. We read, on January 1st, you resolved to lose 10 pounds. Before we continue, let's take a moment and talk about this phrase, resolved to. It's a great phrase to learn.
That's right. When you resolve to do something, that means you make up your mind that you are going to do it. You're determined to do it. For example, he resolved to be on time. Maybe you want to ask permission before big decisions. You resolve to ask permission before making big decisions.
Exactly. Or you could also say, Carrie resolved to call her husband as soon as she got home. Or you could also say, Jenny resolved to work harder in the future. So there are many different ways that you could use this phrase.
Well, what did you resolve to do at the beginning of this year? Of course, the noun form is the resolution. People have New Year's resolutions. It's what they resolve to do. So we read, on January 1st, you resolved to lose 10 pounds, but 6 weeks later, you can feel your motivation waning. It's leaving you.
And sometimes that can be very discouraging, or you might even feel a little discouraged. Well, let's continue with our lesson. It says, making a salad. Making a salad. Do we have a picture of this?
I think we do.
I think we do, too.
All right. Yes, of course, salad is
one. Look at that salad.
When I think of vegetables or veggies, I think of salads because they're an easy way to eat your vegetables. Salads could have carrots and tomatoes inside as well. What kind of salad do you like?
And salads are great, especially to eat during the summer because they are light and very nutritionous.
Nutritious, yes.
That's what I was thinking of.
Well, our sentence continues, making a salad or heading to spin class probably seem like good ways to get back on track. Let's take a look at that phrase, to get back on track. If you're on track, that means you are heading towards your goal. Sometimes we get off track, but now you want to get back on track. You're going again towards your goal.
For example, we could say, you know, we really need to get this project back on track if we want to reach our goal.
You know, you could get something back on track, and of course, it's important to stay on track. That's another way we use these words. You want to stay on track. That means to stay focused on that goal.
So what are some other ways that you could use this phrase, back on track? Why don't you take a few moments and see if you can create some of your own sentences and, of course, practice it with your friends.
All right. Well, our next sentence does say, but hanging out online might actually be better. Well, let's take a look at these key words to hang out. When you're hanging out, you're spending time doing something.
I just love hanging out at coffee shops. Such a great place to fellowship.
Well,
with
hey,
your friends.
Maybe we should hang out at that coffee shop after the show.
That's a great idea.
Okay, so let's hang out there, or let's hang out at this certain time. And of course, if you're hanging out online, that means you're spending time online. It could be with your computer or your smartphone.
So where do you like to go to hang out? And who do you like to hang out with? Those are some great questions to think about and, of course, talk about as well. So let's see what our lesson says. It reads, here are four ways to make your feeds work. Follow tweeters with tips, the motivation, and can-do advice shared by nutritionists and weight loss bloggers. Before we continue, let's talk about this phrase, can-do.
That's a very positive phrase, Rebecca.
It is a very positive phrase. Typically, when I hear this phrase, can do, I think of someone with a can do attitude. Mm. Someone who has this their mind made up and they think that no matter what happens, they can do it, no matter what.
And I think that's kind of the idea here in our lesson. We're talking about can do advice. That is advice that can help you have a can do attitude. It's an attitude where you say, I can do it. And this makes me think of a lot of books. We call them self-help books. They're books that give you that can-do attitude.
Well, you know, Gabe, I just love your can-do attitude.
Thanks, Rebecca.
It's just always so encouraging, and it makes me feel encouraged.
Does it make you feel like you can learn more and that you can do more?
Yes, I think I can do it. And right now, there's a phrase in this sentence that Liz would like to talk about. So let's take a closer look right now with Liz.
We can do that.
Definitely.
Hello there, friends. My name is Liz. Please join me as we take a closer look at this sentence. The motivation and can-do advice shared by nutritionists and weight loss bloggers appear to be helpful. Notice the pattern. Subject appears to be adjective or description. This is a good pattern to use when we aren't 100% sure about something, but we're at least sure that things seem to be a certain way. Well, at least for the moment. Now, in the case of today's sentence, the writer is saying that the motivation and can-do advice shared by nutritionists and weight loss bloggers do seem to be helpful. Okay, let's have some example sentences. Let's say there's a new medicine that hasn't gone through all the lab tests, but so far it seems to be able to stop a certain disease from spreading. So we can say, the new medicine appears to be able to stop the disease from spreading. Or, let's say an old painting was discovered, and it seems to point to where some treasure is hidden. So we can say, this old painting appears to be a map to some hidden treasure. And that's all the time we have for today. I'm Liz, and I'll see you next time.
Hello and welcome back to Studio Classroom, the best weight loss program on the planet. Well, not really. But we are looking at a very interesting lesson today about how you can use the internet to help you meet your weight loss goals. Hanging out online might be a good way to stay on track, but you need to be intentional about it. Maybe follow tweeters with tips, like nutritionists, or people who blog about weight loss. Why? How can they help? Well, let's find out now.
Four ways your smartphone can make you skinny. People who are active on Twitter, have large followings, and post regularly have an impact on people's behavior. You can also use Twitter's advanced search to find people tweeting about nutrition, exercise, or weight loss in your city. Number 2. Have a visual feast. Looking at photos of foods with similar flavors to your worst cravings, like sweet or salty, can dull your appetite. And it may make the real thing seem less enjoyable, finds a Journal of Consumer Psychology study. Follow food bloggers and fill up on mouth-watering photos instead of that nighttime bowl of ice cream.
OK, 接下来我们看的是 behavior 这个名词。behavior 是指行为、举止或者是表现的态度。例如 ,the singer's odd behavior at the award ceremony became the talk of the day. 这位歌手在颁奖典礼上奇怪的行径成为当天大家讨论的话题。或者是 ,the zoologist is conducting research that studies the behavior of chimpanzees. 这位动物学家正在执行黑猩猩的行为研究。它的形容词是字尾加上 al, 变成 behavioral。例如 ,behavioral psychology 是指行为心理学。所以我们看的是 craving 这个名词，它是 crave, C-R-A-V-E, 渴望或渴求这个动词的动名词。如果要说明渴望什么的话，是用 for 这个介系词。例如 ,When Laura was pregnant, she constantly had a craving for sweets. 当 Laura 怀孕的时候，她一直都很想要吃甜食。或者是 Howard's craving for success pushed him to work extremely hard. Howard 对成功的渴望促使他工作极度的卖力。And now let's get back to our teachers.
So we are continuing our lesson about four ways smartphones can make you skinny. Well, our lesson continues by reading, people who are active on Twitter have large followings. Now we're going to pause for a moment and talk about this phrase, active on, versus the phrase active in. So when you're active on something, what exactly does that mean?
Well, if you're using Twitter, that means you're online. You're not in line. We say you're online. So you have to be active on Twitter, or maybe you're active on Facebook. Now, you could be active in something. For example, maybe you're active in school. You do lots of things besides going to classes. You're also involved in different clubs.
Well, I have another question for you. How many words does English have?Don't know? Well, the guys in the InfoCloud have something to say about this question, so let's go visit them now.
Without a doubt, the English language has the richest vocabulary in the world. For many native English speakers, this is a source of pride.
But for those learning English as a second language, it's a source of frustration. English has thousands and thousands of old, unused, redundant vocabulary words make it a very mystifying and messy language.
Yes. Those of you preparing to take the GRE, for example, are probably the most frustrated. You have to memorize lists of vocabulary words.That even I, a native speaker, have never seen and never expect to see in my life.
Well, besides the dictionary and the GRE, here's another place you'll find obscure English vocabulary words.
Twitter. Yes, one man, Adam Parrish. He programmed his computer to tweet every word in the English language. How many tweets did it take?
Exactly 109,229. That's one word every 30 minutes for 7 years. Now, you're probably thinking, aren't there more English words than that?
Indeed, there are. Now, Parrish never revealed the source for his very abbreviated vocabulary list. But we know, for example, Oxford Dictionary contains well over 600,000 words.Add in the latest technical and scientific terms, and you've got millions more.
很多人觉得学英文很难，感到很挫折。原因之一是因为英文有大量的单字。曾经有个人在他的电脑设定用 Twitter, 将英文的每一个字都发一个推文，结果他发了109,000多个推文。其实英文的单字远超过这个数字。牛津字典里头就有超过600,000个单字，怪不得很多人觉得，哇，学英文很痛苦。其实英文里头很多的单字是日常生活上用不上的，其中包括古英文，很多定义重复的同义字，还有科技医疗上用的专有名词。其实要把英文学到可以出国旅游，我们的英文字汇差不多只要有2,000-3,000个单字就足够让我们轻松的跟外国人沟通了。这就是今天的 InfoCloud, 我们下次云端见。
Yeah, sorry about the TOEFL, everyone. Just do the GEPT instead. Okay, well, here's our second tip for the day. Have a visual feast. And that reminds me of the phrase, feast for your eyes.And a feast for your eyes is a way that your eyes can be satisfied. Of course, if you're eating food, your stomach is satisfied. But a feast for your eyes is maybe a nice picture like this.
Oh, that's a great... Oh, look at... Oh, those look so good. Mm-hmm. I think I could eat one right now.
That is a feast for the eyes. Or maybe you saw a wonderful show, like a circus.The circus was a feast for the eyes. There were so many things going on.
Or maybe you saw a garden. You could also say that garden was a feast for the eyes. Well, let's continue on with our lesson. We read just a line down, or continuing on right there. Looking at photos of food with similar flavors to your worst cravings can dull your appetite. Now, we want to talk about this word dull. Typically, when I hear the word dull, I think of a knife that's not sharp, or I think of something that's just really boring. That was such a dull movie.
That's right.
Is that what we're talking about here?
Well, no. We're talking about the verb dull, to dull your appetite. That means that your appetite is not as strong as it was before. So, of course, if you're looking at these kinds of pictures, maybe it will dull your appetite. I'm not sure. But I think we should keep reading here. A couple of sentences later, we read, follow food bloggers and fill up on mouth-watering photos. So let's take a look at that phrase, to fill up on something. That means that you are getting something full. You're filling up on it.
For example, make sure you fill up on your fruits and vegetables. Or make sure you don't fill up on too many potato chips and cookies, because those aren't really that good for you.
That is true. Well, one way I often use this phrase is when I'm driving my scooter, I need to fill up on gas to make sure I have enough gas. Well, we want to fill up on mouth-watering photos instead of that nighttime bowl of ice cream. So here is that photo, but now it's on a smartphone. You can just look at it instead of eating those things.
Now, hold on, Gabe, for just a moment. This reminds me of another phrase we want to talk about, and that is midnight snack. Have you ever woken up in the middle of the night and you're just craving something and you're just really, really hungry and you decide to eat something?
Now, a midnight snack doesn't have to be at 12 o'clock midnight. It could be late at night or very, very early in the morning when you should be asleep. A midnight snack. Right now, it's time for us to review with Linda.
Our lifestyle article takes a look at how your smartphone, of all things, can make you skinny. About 6 weeks ago, on January 1st, you may have resolved to lose 10 pounds. Some good ways may be eating a salad or going to spin class. But our article suggests that hanging out online might be better. Some tips are to follow tweeters with tips. Nutritionists and weight loss bloggers share helpful tips all the time. If these people are active on Twitter by posting regularly, they have an impact on the behavior of people. And Twitter also has an advanced search, so you can find people tweeting about weight loss and exercise, you know, things like that. Or have a visual feast by looking at photos of foods that are similar in flavor to your cravings. It can dull your appetite. In addition, it may make the real thing seem less enjoyable. This is all according to the Journal of Consumer Psychology. By following food bloggers, you can get full of photos instead of that bedtime snack.
So, Gabe, what do you like to fill up on?
I like to fill up on delicious snacks and great English lessons, so make sure you come back next time for more right here at Studio Classroom.
Of course, that's something you would say, Gabe.